Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Saturday. This is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hey, everybody. I've got a great view of the Leaning Tower.
Yes, indeed. And there's a big party coming up later today, too.
We're thinking about going out and partying with them. The developers are bringing in food trucks.
Yeah.
Is it free food? I'm in if it's free.
Let's go.
It's free.
There's like going to be music.
Oh, I know. There are bands.
Let's do it, y'all, after
the blanket?
Show.
Sure.
That's so fun.
What kind of music's going to be there?
I don't know. The good kind?
Miley Cyrus?
Maybe. Larry, are you going to come with us to the Leaning Tower party?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, game on. I'm Sybil. Good morning. We are here taking your AutoFlex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. Or at 10 o'clock, you can call AutoFlex. The numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're listening on radio.com, if you're out of the area, as always, AutoFlex.com, where you can go to AutoFlex.com/1053. And see all of those great Leap Day specials.
Oh, yeah.
Today's Leap Day.
Happy Leap Day.
It is. All of those Leap Day specials right there at autoflex.com/1053. So I did a little research, and Leap Day actually came from the Julian calendar first, 46 BC. And that was Julius Caesar's calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But then they changed it when they did the Gregorian calendar, and they included one extra day every 4 years because the Earth doesn't take exactly 365 days to circle the sun. It's a little off. So every 4 years we have today, February the 29th.
We get an extra day of the year.
It's a gimme. This is your day to waste.
So what happens? What happens if you're born on February the 29th? Does that mean you only have a birthday every 4 years?
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
I mean, it truly does. But I bet most people celebrate on
still age
the day
the
before
same.
Or after.
Yeah, probably the 28th they celebrate, I think.
I would think so, too.
Anyway, it's Leap Day. And great specials at AutoFlex.com.
Awesome. One of the big questions we get, and we're going to talk about this, is new cars versus pre-owned cars. Also, what you need to know if you're driving an expensive car. And we don't want anybody drinking and driving this weekend, so if you plan to take a ride share, you need to know this information. We'll get into that later. But first, new versus pre-owned.
Okay, so it's probably never smart to buy a new car. And I want to tell you why.
To purchase, just to out-and-out purchase, it's not?
The average depreciation on a new car is 25.2% of its initial MSRP.
So if I pay $50,000 for a car,
you're going to lose $12,500 when you drive it off the lot.
If I try to sell it immediately.
Right. But that's actually what you lose. That value goes away. You lose that much money when you sell a car. Now, some cars are better to buy and keep because of depreciation. And some cars are better to lease because of the depreciation. So what is the difference? Well, a car that's smart to keep is a car that's not going to depreciate a whole lot over a long period of time. So you just don't lose as much money on it. Some cars are much better to buy as pre-owned cars because they do lose so much money initially that it makes them a bargain. As a pre-owned car.
They're not necessarily a bad deal, bad car.
Mm-hmm.
Just
no,
a good deal.
It's just a great deal. So if you're in the market for a used SUV, What you would want to look for is maybe a BMW X6 or a BMW 7 Series. BMW 7 Series, by the way, loses 43.4% of its initial value the first year. What does that translate out to? $47,477.
That'd be the only way I could afford to buy. Well, and I couldn't still if that was... Wow.
That's a whole nother car.
Right. Or how about a BMW... How about an Audi A6? An Audi A6 loses 41% of its initial value the first year, or $26,199. Now,
is there a $30,000 car that loses 40%?
Oh, sure there are.
Because that's more in my... Yeah, sure, I need one there of those $15,000 deals. Yeah.
So it's interesting. And one of the other cars that depreciates very, very little is a Tesla Model 3. But you can't find a one-year-old Tesla Model 3 because they cost so much that nobody trades them in right away, because they would still lose a lot of money. They would lose about $2,529 real money the first year. By the way, the second car on the list for the least loss, first-year loss, is the Ford Ranger pickup, and it loses about 11.4% of its value. So you can buy a used Ford Ranger for about $3,716 less than you would buy a new one for. Those cars lose very little value going in. So if you wanted to get a one-year-old car, or two-year-old car, or three-year-old car, BMW X6, Range Rover Evoque, Mercedes GLE, Infiniti Q60, how about a Jaguar F-Pace? And those are great cars, but they tend to lose value very quickly.
A lot of highline cars do.
Audi Q3, Infiniti QX80, BMW X2, Mercedes GLA. All of those cars lose a lot of value.
The Lexi don't seem to be the bigger losers.
No. The Lexi tend to keep their value really, really well. Also, SUVs that hold their value, Chevrolet Traverse, Subaru Crosstrek. There's two Subarus on the list, by the way. Subaru Forester also. Toyota RAV4. Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, Nissan Kick, or a Honda CR-V, excuse me. So, as a whole, SUVs drop about 22% the first year. If you wanted a car that's really not going to lose a lot of value, but it's still a great car, smaller pickups tend not to lose value. So, your Honda Ridgelines, your Chevrolet Colorados, your Ford Rangers, Nissan Frontiers, Toyota Tacoma is a real winner. Loses very, very little of its value. Yeah. If you wanted cars to lease, those would be vehicles to lease.
Mm-hmm. If you needed a truck, I'm just saying, I don't like the light end of a truck, the few weird precipitation days we have here each year.
Right.
Every few years or so. Keeps me not wanting a truck, because I watched one nearly hit me as we were going through a turn.
Mm-hmm.
His little rear end just flew around like he was twerking. Like, dude, don't hit my car. I'm doing so good here in this turn, and here you're spinning around like you're on a pole.
Autoflex
did not hit me.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I have finished moving, and that is from, so congratulations, Samuel in Arlington. Happy leap day, buddy.
Yay.
Also, somebody texted in, Maserati Glebe.
Well,
that
yeah.
car tends to lose a ton of value its first year. So if you want to try to buy a vehicle and save a lot of money, that would save you a lot of money. Doesn't speak to the reliability of the car, and the reliability of the car may speak to why it loses so much value.
We have said at Autoflex for a long time, buy used, lease new.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for it. It costs less money that way.
It's just, if you want to be financially, you know, fiscally responsible. Now, it's not even necessarily responsible, but if you want to be a little bit more conservative with your money and spend it the right way, lease that new car. You can even lease it up to 5 years. Everybody that buys a car, oh, I'm going to drive it forever. And 5 years, 4 to 5 years, and you, a lot of times at three, they decide they want something different. It's mm-hmm. like you should have been leasing. You've just been paying a higher payment with none of the benefits.
Or sometimes life happens. You have
That's
a change
true.
And you have to change vehicles.
Newlywed, don't get her a sports car right off the bat, because right after she gets preggers, she's going to want that SUV. I mean, I've just seen it all. I'm not telling y'all how to live your life.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Remind the listeners that when you buy a used car from someone, make sure the title is actually in that person's name. Okay, so that's the very first thing you do. When you buy a pre-owned car, you do a title search on the car.
Oh, yeah.
You're spending thousands of dollars. It doesn't cost that much. Make sure the title is in the name of the person that you're buying it from. And make sure you can pay off a loan and get the title to the car. Whether you're borrowing money or using your own money, it's just smart. Like when someone tries to trade a car in or comes to us to trade a car in, the first thing we do is we look at the title on the car yep. to make sure they can trade it in.
Yeah.
Because if they can't,
we see what you owe.
It's a mess.
Mm-hmm. Can't sell something that's not yours.
If you want to avoid the hassle of all that, just bring it on down to Autoflex. Because seriously, being in the car business and when you're not in the car business is a headache.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You're busy trying to do your own thing, raise your kids, do your job, go to the park over here to see the building party. Call Autoflex. Let them help you out. Don't try to be a car salesperson. It sucks if you don't have the experience.
That is true. Okay, so if you're going to buy a pre-owned car, by the way, let me just cover a couple. Dodge Journey. That is the least expensive three-row vehicle out there, period. And they tend to lose 37% of their value the first year.
On the used market, it's the cheapest. On the new market, it might not be, but is that because maybe some rebates are available on that car? So
yeah, you've got rebates available, and they've just got first-year depreciation is unbelievable, and right. they're a good car.
And
there's nothing wrong with the car.
Is that also a rental service
no.
brand?
No, but we're going to cover that in just a minute. So a Dodge Challenger, a GMC Sierra 1500, a Chevrolet Camaro, or a Chrysler Pacifica, all good. By the way, a body style change will cause a one-year-old car to depreciate a great deal. Mm. Like the GMC Sierra, new body style, the older body style will not be worth near as much, and it'll save you money, and it's a great car. Speaking of what you talked about, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, what are the pros and cons of buying from a rental company? I'm currently driving a rental pickup, and I'm interested in buying it. Thank you, Brian and Misty. All right, Brian and Misty, here's the deal.
Good point.
First of all, the best four-wheel drive vehicle in the world is a rental car. I'm just telling you, some people do not drive that car like they own it. They drive it like they're only going to drive it 4 hours, and then they turn it back in again.
Mm-hmm.
So the use of the car would be one of the main considerations in buying from a rental company. Now, some of the positives in buying from a rental company, you know who owns the car. So they have title.
They've also maintained it.
They have. It's always had its oil changed when mm-hmm. it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. It's always had its services done right when it's supposed to. Because rental companies do that to keep their fleet active. So right. there's pros and cons. If you're determined to buy a car from a rental company, then that's really it. I mean, you got to worry about the usage.
Just
but
check
you know
it out.
That it's been yeah. serviced well. Yeah. Here's the other thing. If a car has been in an accident and it is owned by a rental company, they self-insure for the most part. So there is no record of the accident on the car's title history.
Ooh. So just have it take it into one of your little, I'm not going to say a million, that might be overstating, but I'll bet there's dozens of options online for people to and check out the car. I'll tell the story again, told it before. Maybe I have new listeners today, but fellow in San Francisco was looking for a convertible Mercedes, a little fun car for his wife.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Anyway, wasn't even her primary transportation. Didn't care really what color it was, but he saw one on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me about it.
And I broke my microphone.
Well, this microphone needed some of that commercial from beforehand so it would stay strong. Anyway,
where's Chubby
the lead-in commercial
him?
Was really something else. He asked me, he said, well, what do you think about that car, Tammy? I said, well, it's really pretty, but mechanically, I could tell you nothing, mm-hmm. personally. Our shop has checked it out. They do a multi-point inspection. And he had a few more questions. I said, but I suggest you hire a third-party company, and you're going to have to pay probably $250, but they will go through it with a fine-tooth comb.
Mm-hmm.
My people aren't going to do that. They're not going to spend that after they've already done one.
Right.
This one's for you. So he did that. And, of course, the fellow found a few maintenance things that he said he would take care of. I said, well, we're not planning to spend any more money on this car. He said, I can deal with that. I'll take the car. Mm-hmm. Sent me the money. I shipped him the car.
Perfect.
And that is why you call Autoflex, because I didn't tell him any lies. Mm-hmm. I suggested he get a third party in there. So do that with your rental car company or any car. If you're just not sure, get somebody. This guy got under that car, in that, all over the car.
Right.
Anyway.
Beware anyone that your mechanic sends you to get a car after they look at the car that you took to your mechanic. So if you take a car to your mechanic and your mechanic goes, you know, this is an all right car, but I've got this buddy and he sells cars and he can fix you up with a so-and-so. That's because generally the mechanic and the buddy have a side deal.
Right.
So he will give him some of your money when you buy that car. So you have to be a little careful as to who is referring who for what reason, especially if you're having a car checked out. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, working with Gabriella Bermudez to get a lease done for my wife. She's great. That's from the 903. We appreciate it, and we agree with you.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so if you're thinking about getting a car, cars built in the last 3 years are much safer than cars built before that, especially if you go back 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Cars are just safer now. They've got more equipment, and it will keep you from having a wreck a lot of the time, save your life. So there's all kinds of driver assistance programs on cars. It's crazy, but they figure that between 1960 and 2012, the new safety equipment on cars saved 600,000 lives. That's because, well, and the first thing is seatbelts. Mm-hmm. They didn't have seatbelts prior to that. Then they had lap belts, but then they went to the three-way belt, which anchors you in and keeps you from flying forward into the steering wheel. A lot of people used to get killed on the steering wheel.
Yes.
The hub of the wheel go right through their chest.
I witnessed one of those deals. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, lap belts. That's when I started driving. We had lap belts. We didn't even have to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I rode in the package tray when I was a kid, so I'm not sure if our cars had seatbelts or not. I laid up there and baked myself in the sun.
Well, so the average price of a new car in 2020 is $37,000. And part of that is impacted by all of the safety equipment that they now include on cars. What would that safety equipment be, you would ask? I have the answer.
What would that safety equipment
be, David? Tell us more about that safety equipment.
Adaptive cruise control.
Oh.
So it sort of keeps the same distance between you and the car in front of you.
Can I just go ahead and say, I'm going to tell you which ones I think are beneficial and which ones I don't think are beneficial.
Active driving assistance controls acceleration, braking, and steering. Keeps you in the same lane, along with lane keeping assistance. Keeps you from wandering into one of the other lanes. Collision warnings, blind spot collision warning, such an important thing. If you start to change lanes and there's someone there, or someone starts to change lanes into you and you can't see them, you get a warning that they're on the side. Forward collision warning is a biggie. It tells you you're approaching the car in front of you too quickly. Lane departure warning, that is a warning. Everything from a vibrating seat to a light coming on from that side mirror showing you that you are changing lanes whether you intend to or not. Parking obstruction warning detects obstructions near a vehicle when you're parking it. This is the biggie, rear cross traffic warning. You're backing out of a parking space, a car is coming. It warns you that a car is coming on the side in the rear, so you can't see them. They're coming down the aisle. You can't see through the big van next to you.
Right.
So the rear cross traffic warning is really biggie. But the biggie
is
probably the automatic emergency braking. Yeah. And that is what stops your car when you're looking at your phone and you hit the car in front of you. It will at least mitigate the damage because it will slam on your brakes even when you don't. Sometimes it prevents the accident. Sometimes it avoids the accident completely. And there's a lot of other things. You know, the automatic high beams, they've had that since the 60s. You had a high beam indicator that would read high beams in front of you and automatically dim your lights. Backup camera, big thing. I don't know how people park without it.
Yeah.
Well, before that, they had the parking sensors. My car has parking, and some cars have the camera and the sensors. My car got a new name recently.
Oh, yeah?
Because of the sensors. Usually I'm backing out, and I do a good job not getting near things. But if you pull through a drive-through or something, you get it starts. All right, so I guess I pulled out pretty fast. I got too close to something, and it went from beep, 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 beep to brrrr. I was like, okay, Charo, calm down. If anybody's old enough to remember Charo, anyway, that's I just nicknamed my car Charo this
Charo
past
the
week.
Charo the Caro, yeah.
Charo the Caro, because she is...
But anyway, lots of new stuff on cars that are 3 years less or newer.
But I want to mention, I feel like a little bell or a ding a lot of times because it's too similar to our phone sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think the car sounds to warn you need to be a little more aggressive, like Charo was.
Right.
I think if you're about to hit something or back into something, it needs to be a horn honking at you.
Or somebody screaming.
Ah! Right.
Maybe you could pick it like a ringtone. You know, you could choose what you want.
Yes. That would be nice.
All right. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, and you, our favorite part of the show, the Tolos. 877-881-1053 is how you can reach us. Or at 10 o'clock, you can reach Autoflex at...
any local area code, and then 234-1234-888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, autoflex.com. And if you go to autoflex.com... /1053, you'll find the Leap Day specials. Like today, how about a very, very inexpensive car payment? How about a 2017 Hyundai Accent SE model for only $219 a month? No down payment. That's sort of crazy. Mm-hmm. Or how about a 2018 Rogue SV for only $269 a month? Again, no down payment, no payment for 45 days. You can find all of those great FlexBuy cars at autoflex.com/1053. I want to say thank you also to Alex and Teresa Madrid. They came in this past week, dealt with Gary Michael Van Zant, and they ended up with a Dodge Durango and a Ford Mustang. Also, Melissa Miller came in, dealt with Chad Clark, and got a Hyundai Kona, great vehicle. All of them, by the way, Alex, Teresa, and Melissa, are Tolos, and we appreciate them coming to Autoflex for their cars.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
Okay, so on January the 21st, 2019, Michael Kasuga drove his Tesla Model 3 down Santiago Canyon Road on a two-lane highway that sort of twists its way through the woodlands of Santa Ana, California, and his car drove off the road and into a ditch while the Tesla autopilot was engaged, okay? And Tesla has confirmed that the autopilot was engaged, but they say the accident is his fault because it was up to him to drive the car, even though it's called an autopilot, which is a bit of a misnomer. Tesla refused to give him the information on the navigation system that was driving the car. And so I thought, you know, that's a little weird because you have a black box in your car, and the black box records everything, and that information is, in Texas, yours. In Texas, you have a right to see everything that happens in your car's black box before you give it to anyone else. Now, law enforcement can subpoena it, so they can get it if they want to, mm-hmm. but it's your right. Guess what's not your right? The navigation from the Tesla autopilot. It does not go to the black box in the Tesla. It goes to a separate place, is stored separately, and you do not have access to it.
Sneaky.
Is it stored within the vehicle?
It is stored within the vehicle, but it's in a place where they can wirelessly download the information, so they have it. So Tesla has the information on this guy's wreck and why his car ran off the road, and what the autopilot was doing at the time, but they won't share it.
It's very shady.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Okay, so Texas Transportation Code says that as the owner of the car, you have a right to have all the incidents of ownership of a motor vehicle, including everything that happens to the motor vehicle while it's being driven, slowed down, braking, all of that. You got it all. Mm-hmm. In the state of Texas. Now, there's some states you don't have all the rights to the black box, but in the state of Texas, you do, except Tesla. And Tesla has the right to not tell you what your car's automatic driving systems are doing.
Mm. But even in Texas?
Even in Texas.
Huh.
Well, I'm sure
here's the other thing.
There's a mix there. I'm sure it's proprietary information on how that system works. That's A. Mm-hmm. But B, in case it messes up, they don't want you to know.
Well, here's the deal. Nobody has had a chance to make a law yet that would cover the rights to the information because automatic driving systems have not been out that long.
Right.
And it takes our Congress a little while to move from point A to point B.
And they've been moving around some other stuff lately that, not that I want to talk about it, but it hadn't been having to do with the safety of our cars.
Text in if you're tired of seeing political commercials on television. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's interesting because they won't release the information on this accident to the driver and owner of the car, Michael Cosuega.
He's alive.
He is alive.
What would you do? What would y'all do if it was you?
I mean,
and you are positive that this car did something. It's like a ghost took a hold of your wheel and just pulled left into an embankment and down a ditch. And you would, and okay, let's all be honest. I was busy playing my Super Mario game on my phone while that happened.
That happens.
Okay. So I don't know what was in front of me right before that happened. Did a rabbit run across the road? I'm not sure because I wasn't paying attention. But I still need to know why and how it, and that the car did that.
Yeah.
I agree.
I just feel like he, you know, if he was paying attention, he wouldn't have swerved off the road. We've said a million times you can't trust autopilot yet.
No, you can't. And so Robert Sumwalt, who is the head of the National Traffic and Safety Board, he's the chairman, this last week said, quote, "You can't buy a self-driving car today."
Right.
You can't.
He does believe that Tesla isn't doing enough to inform customers of its autopilot's driver assistance features limitations and that customers need to be vigilant while they are using those systems. He said, "You can't buy a car that drives itself. We're not there yet." Well, guess what? If you call something an autopilot, people assume it works like an airplane does. Mm-hmm. When you put an airplane on autopilot, it flies from point A to point B by itself. Some of them even land themselves on autopilot, but not a car. Even though it says it's an autopilot, it doesn't drive itself and it's not reliable. A couple of the fatalities that have resulted in people not paying attention while their autopilot was on have happened because people weren't paying attention. If they had their hands on the wheel and they were steering the car when they needed to, they would not have had a wreck. The last fatality, by the way, was a car that swerved into a point in the road where two highways came together, and there was cement there. And there was also that cave-in area with the barrels and stuff, but somebody had knocked the cave-in area off and it had not been repaired yet. So the Tesla ran directly into the cement and killed the driver. By the way, nobody's got that information either because they won't release the information. It's a liability thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they need their own lane. They can't be mixed up with the rest of us.
Self-driving cars?
Because maybe they could be reliable if they had no other fools doing stuff around them. Like, I'm going to say we can drive real foolish from time to time, people, me included. Oh, my God, I did not see that motorcycle. We really need to think about that, and that's what we need to push for. Maybe don't get rid of technology that's coming out, but make sure that they give it their own lane because it's not to be mixed in with the rest of us fools.
Clearly not. Okay.
Autoflex fools don't need to be mixed with us fools.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. All the candidates are the same, and it doesn't make a difference who you pick. And I approve this message. That's great.
Well, I haven't approved any of those messages except... He's got Kapok. He can do it. He's got Kapok.
We're going to talk about that. That's one of the best commercials that's ever been on television.
It's Kapok. On my nerves now, though.
Yeah,
it was cute for three times, and now I'm like, Kapok!
Okay, so for people that don't know, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Commission has been in existence since 1970. So It's 50 years old this year, and they are responsible for a lot of the safety equipment that is currently on cars. And the big question is, how much safety equipment can you put on a car? How much automatic driving equipment can you put on a car and still have it be affordable so that someone can buy it? Because the average car is now $37,000. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, proud to say that the first new vehicle I ever purchased was paid off in 2013. It was a 2013 Silverado Z71, and it has 221,000 miles on it. Next week, we're going to do a story on vehicles that run 200,000 miles, and there's a stack of them. So if you know you're going to keep a vehicle, maybe a work vehicle, maybe you need a vehicle you can put a lot of miles on. We'll have those cars for you and trucks for you like that, this next
I'm
week.
I'm just trying okay. to do my job, which is winging
it. In 1965, over 1 million Americans had one thing in common. They went out and bought a Chevrolet Impala. 1965. My family had a 1965 Impala.
Nice.
It was sort of an aqua green, and it was had a 327 in it. 350 horse, four-barrel carburetor, and you could undo the speedometer cable and not spin the speedometer when you snuck the car out. I don't know how I knew that.
Right. Oh, but, oh I bet you don't.
Could have been some of those hoodlums you were hanging with back then.
Anyway, the Impala's been around since 1958. That was the first year that they upgraded the Bel Air. And they made the Impala. And let me tell you, the difference, the Bel Air had two little taillights on either side. The Impala had three. And that's how you knew it was an upgrade. And the interior was different and all that neat stuff. In 62, they made the 409, which the Beach Boys did a song about. She's Real Fine, My 409. That's part of her leading music. The Impala has been around all of these years. And guess what? It's its last year.
What?
No more Impalas. Same reason that Ford quit making the Taurus in 2019.
But at the end of the day, money.
It's exactly right. Car companies are in business to make profit. When something ceases to make profit, they quit making it. Same reason they quit making convertibles in 1976, 77. They quit making money. They weren't selling enough of them. They were more expensive to make than they were to sell. They quit. Corporations are in business to make money. And when everyone switches to an SUV or a CUV or a pickup truck, people quit buying sedans. And they quit buying the Impala. So this will be the last year. In fact, this last week, the last Impala rolled off the line and rolled into history.
Wow. How cool would it be to have that one, the very last one in history?
I'm going to guess that it's going to go in the museum, in General Motors Museum.
Oh, yeah.
I could be wrong, but I believe it will be. The difference in the storage that you get in crossovers, in SUVs, and trucks, it's better. I mean, even the Impala's got a huge trunk, but you can't put your kids back there, right? Or your dogs.
Right.
You can't put them back there. So it's been a great car. I've driven a lot of them, ton of them traded in over the years. No more. They're gone.
Wow. All right. When we come back, if you're driving an expensive car, you are definitely going to want to listen to this because it's all about you. It's a Saturday morning test drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday morning test drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Picker, Jeremy, me, Sybil, and you, the Tolos. 877-881-1053 is how you can reach us. Or at 10 o'clock, you can call Autoflex, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can see all of those great Leap Day specials. Today being Leap Day, and you can find stuff like, how about a 2019 Toyota 4Runner SR5 Premium for only $529 a month with no down payment? You know, I saw an ad on television the other day, $70,000 vehicle, $369 a month.
How is that possible?
Because they required a down payment of $49.99 plus tax, title, and license. That's over $8,000 out of pocket to reach that payment. Guess what? You've just paid the first year depreciation plus then some out of your pocket. It makes no sense. You can lease that vehicle and save huge money without making a down payment, or get one of these Autoflex Leap Day specials. How about a 2019 Hyundai Santa Fe, an SE model, for only $319 a month? It is crazy how inexpensive some of these cars are. 2019 RAV4, you remember we talked about cars that have great first-year resale? 2019 RAV4 XLE for only $359 a month with no money out of pocket and no payment for 45 days. Car's got great first-year resale. That's why it makes such a good flex buy car. Also, I want to thank Leslie McDaniel. She came in and got a Nissan Altima for Johnny Hun. And Kathy Aaron got an Acura RDX from, we mentioned her before, Gabrielle Bermudez. So Kathy and Leslie, we appreciate you being Tolos. And we appreciate you coming to Autoflex for your cars.
Yes, indeed.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, there is a Fantex that notes that GM has closed the Australian Holden operation down. That was mainly a car company in Australia, GM owned, that made the Holden sedans. Mm-hmm. And for the same reason, they're closing them down. The same reason they're not making the Impala anymore. People don't drive sedans anymore.
Everybody's going SUVs or CUVs.
Okay, so from our good friends at the University of Nevada at Las Vegas, there was a study out this last week that drivers of expensive cars are the worst. They're just generally jerks, it says. Oh, in fact, to get it down to percentages, the likelihood of a driver of an expensive car slowing down for a pedestrian in a cross lane drops 3% for every $1,000 of the value of the car. Now, that's a study.
That
by
is.
God.
Now, does this study specify what's considered an expensive car?
No, it doesn't. It just says that people that drive expensive cars tend to not be as engaged or as sympathetic toward people that are on foot.
Okay.
So,
well, I mean, I got to admit, I drive right by somebody and I'm like, sucks to be you.
So, also, another study out of Finland came up with the same results.
In my cheap car, I do that.
The people that drive expensive cars tend to be argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable, and unempathetic, it says. That's the Finnish story.
What?
Yeah.
Says who?
Well, says two studies.
Who they argue with.
Anyway.
I like this.
It's sort of funny.
Too. I just want to know, who is it that there are? Are they just argumentative with everybody?
People that drive expensive cars tend to be self-centered, who are argumentative, stubborn, disagreeable, and unsympathetic, and much more likely to own a high-status car such as an Audi, BMW, or Mercedes. I said that really fast.
Okay, let's hear from you, people. Let's hear from you. I want to hear from you.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, Mercedes-Benz drivers are the worst.
What are they worst at? At driving?
That didn't take any long.
Or at being
like cutting you off?
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen some pretty hoopty cars pull some pretty swift Mario Andretti moves on the highway. I don't think it takes a really expensive car with all these fancy features to pull a stunt like that. I think anybody can do it.
Okay, one of these studies came from U of Nevada at Las Vegas. One of the studies came from Finland. You can tell they did not come from Texas. Here's a text from a Texan. You can still get whooped no matter what the value of your car.
That's true. Get your behind whooped. Oh, yeah. And Ranch Pup's dad, Tammy. If you saw me and Ranch Pup walking down the side of the road, I bet you'd pick us up. I would because of the dog. Dogs get first priority. They get the front seat.
Yep.
I've been late to work chasing a dog down that was loose. I could tell it was loose. It was a Weimaraner. He was like, lady, not catching me. Watch this. Takes off. I drove around trying to follow him for a while. I finally gave up. I think he knew where he belonged.
Yeah.
Okay. In the same vein, pedestrian deaths in the U.S. have reached the highest level since 1988. And that's crazy.
What was going on in 88?
Well, that's that last year that they went up. They've been going down, and now they've reached the highest level since 88. 6,590 people were killed by cars last year. And a couple of things. How much of it was the pedestrian's fault because they were looking at their phone?
Mm-hmm. Oh, these so are that's pedestrians part of it. Killed.
Pedestrians killed. How much of it was a driver's fault because he was looking at his phone and didn't see them?
Or hers.
And then it comes down to what you're driving. How much different is it for a truck or an SUV to hit a pedestrian than it is a car? Because a lot of cars go under a pedestrian. Pedestrian ends up on the hood, rolls over the top of the car, whatever. A truck or an SUV hit them. They just get hit.
They go under the
vehicle. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about all the different movies and what happened. Yeah. Yeah.
So pedestrians now represent
the SUVs.
17% of all traffic fatalities, up from 12% a year ago. Well, so that's a huge, huge jump.
That's a combination. I'll tell you what was bringing it up in the 80s were the Walkmans.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember there was somebody hit and killed at my university, you know, up there in Oklahoma. But he was jogging, right? And they didn't hear the car. They just didn't look and ran in the street, and the car bought him over. And can you imagine how the poor car felt?
Yeah.
Or the driver of the car.
Has to live with that forever. Itself.
Yeah, but now the issues are the cars have changed to SUVs, so you stand less of a chance. And now not just the person on foot has something like a Walkman. They have earbuds in their ears or their focus is on their electronic device. The person in the car is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe they're talking on the phone. That could be all it is. Or they could be doing what this fellow this morning was doing and sending a long text with his two thumbs on his old phone.
A final,
his very small iPhone 1.
A final bit to this story. Nearly half of all fatalities of pedestrians occurred in just five states: Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas. All Sunbelt states. Windshield glare, maybe.
Ah.
Maybe. A lot of retirees in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
And large populations.
That's right.
So look out if you live in Texas, by golly.
Listen.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I used to drive a 2001 BMW 330 Ci with the M package. Now, that tells you all you need to know right there. And I have to admit, that car was so much fun to drive that I tended to drive like a jerk. Hello.
Okay, I will also admit, a couple of times when I got to drive a car that wasn't my car, and I didn't mistreat the car, but it was really fast, I wanted to find another fast car to race around.
Yeah.
I was just feeling...
I think people in fast cars generally
I think they
enjoy
must.
That.
You get all that juice under your foot and you just want to... Imagine what if you've had a rough day and somebody's just goofing in front of you and you've got to get somewhere.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Does that study show the age of the drivers? Because I bet the mortality rate for younger drivers is very high. Hello. Okay. This came out this last week for you people that use Lyft and Uber in Dallas. Me being one of you.
You need a new product.
Too.
Are you paying for additional riders when you get in your Uber or Lyft?
No, it's this, just me.
Last week, a local pest control company says that they treat up to 10 ride car shares a week for bed bugs.
Ew.
That just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
You need to wear a sleep sheet in your... You need a condom.
Hazmat suit.
You need a body condom.
Yep.
Dallas-Fort Worth ranks 10th per Orkin on the list of top 50 bedbug cities, and evidently it extends on to the ride shares.
And they don't even have beds in those cars. When I went to Europe backpacking, one of the things I read was you need to take a sleep sheet. And I was like, what? You take a sheet, fold it in half, and sew it up kind of like a sleeping bag.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what hotel, youth hostel you're sleeping in, you get inside that sheet.
Yes.
Inside the bed. So that keeps the bed bugs that might be in the bed.
Oh, my God.
I did not get any bed bugs, but I sure met plenty of travelers that had the little red dots all over their bodies. Mm. Now they're getting in cars.
Yucko. So If you have bed bugs, there is a treatment for your car. They can heat your car for about $250 to a point that it will kill all the bed bugs, or they can spray the car and get inside all the crevices and stuff for a cheaper price. Usually they do the back seat and the crevices and the carpets in a rideshare car.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, look at the car before you get into it.
Well,
if it looks really, really clean and stuff, chances are it's better, but still,
bed bugs? No, they're all clean going in there. You don't see bed bugs. That's the thing.
Yeah, and this just brings a whole nother angle. Think about being on an airplane. I bet you there's all
for real. You
can't in there.
Listen, we used to say, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. And I didn't really know what that meant when
oh
I was
my
a kid.
God.
Then right. I went to Europe. Now I'm going to say, drive right and don't let the bed bugs bite.
All right, if we didn't have time to get to your AutoFlex Leasing fan text, give them a call. They will be open in less than 5 minutes. Any local area code 234-1234 or autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Jeremy and Larry for today. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.